Peace and love, everybody. What is going on? Welcome back to another Blind Banger. We are on episode 11 of The Blind Perspective. Please make sure you guys go like, share, and subscribe. Greatly appreciate it. It will also build to my blind matrix, and I'll give you guys a couple seconds to get that done. We all good? All right, cool. So again, not really much has happened with me. Still in recovery. As you guys all know, got myself a little neck-neck situation. I'll explain that later. And we might even have an interview with Neck-Neck himself. But not much is really going on with me. I'm just, you know, adapting and slowly moving on to the next chapter and stage of my life. Anyway, there is a clarification I would like to make. So I had mentioned that I went through the five stages of grief when it came to my sight. Okay, so the five stages of grief, because I said I was going to correct myself, are denial, bargaining, anger, depression, and acceptance. I forgot depression because how the fuck could I forget depression? But anyway, so a couple of things that I want to get my shit out on. Okay, so apparently Taylor Swift got engaged to Travis Kelce. And, okay, so here's the thing. And I already know the Swifties are going to come at me for this, but let's be honest. I don't know if this is like a hoax of a fucking wedding or if this, congratulations if this is real. But if it's fake, like, yo, she's going to be coming up with a banger of an album is all I'm going to say. Also, I definitely can say that her wedding present to him could be another Super Bowl ring. I'm just saying. But apparently it's going to be a small wedding. And this is like her 12th or 13th relationship. So Taylor Swift undated all of Hollywood. She went from the dude in Twilight to fucking John Mayer and Loki for a while. Like, just she been passed around through all the fandoms, like, holy shit. But, you know, anyway, congratulations to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Yeah. Okay, all right, that's enough of that now, people. Okay, so, I'm just waiting for them to, you know, if it goes south, she's gonna come out with a banger of an album, and I'm not even a Taylor Swift fan. But most of her shit is based off of dudes that, you know, fucked her over or break her heart. Anyway, so some more interesting news that happened. Apparently, we're now trying to cancel Snoop Dogg. Okay? We went from Sydney Sweeney to Cardi B to Snoop Dogg to now Cardi B again. This is ridiculous, people. We have to stop using the term cancel like it's a fucking message or it's a mission for people. Like, if you're going to cancel them, like, you best come with, is all I'm saying. Because when I hear cancel, that's what I think of. Anyway, so apparently, Snoop Dogg took his grandson to see the new movie Lightyear, because apparently Keke Palmer is in it. And I'm actually surprised that, well, I'm not surprised, but I actually didn't know that Keke Palmer was still, like, acting and voice acting and all that. Thought she was done with all that. Anyway, so when he took his grandson to see the movie, apparently there was a gay couple in the movie. It was two women and they had a baby, and his grandson was like, Papa Snoop, like, what's going on? How does she have a baby? And they're both women. And he, this kind of put Snoop in a predicament. And he was like, oh, just watch the movie. And the grandson, I guess, kept pushing it. And he was like, I'm afraid to go to the movies. Like, I just want to take my grandson and chill. And honestly, not that I have kids, but, like, when I was watching movies as a kid, we didn't have all of this shit. There was, like, sexual innuendos and things like that, but there was not outrightly, they weren't trying to change the way that we view things and the way that we view people and what we accept and what we don't accept. And honestly, we got to leave that to the parents. And honestly, if we're going to make rated R movies being like, it's going to have gore and graphic violence and language, you need to have, especially for kids movies, if you're a parent taking it, and maybe it's just me, But I feel like there should be, like, in the rating, awkward alphabet soup mafia conversation awaiting you. And, you know, but honestly, like, this dude was born in the fucking 50s or 60s. Like, at that time, like, you know, what we now accept people got beat up for. So, like, he's still not used to that. And, like, we just gotta stop thinking that everybody has to accept everything and everything. Like, it's driving me crazy. Like, if someone has a different opinion, we're automatically like, oh, they're a bad person, and blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, the Karens and Carls come out and trying to cancel motherfuckers. Like, we gotta stop this, people. Like, we just gotta let kids be kids and let parents parent their kids the way they want to parent them and stop trying to sneak little influences in movies and shit. And I also want to correct myself. Snoop Dogg was born in 1971. So, he wasn't born in the 50s or 60s, making Snoop hella old and shit. Shame on me. And people, we are officially now living in a matrix because Cracker Barrel is now going back to its original logo. And, but really, I think this is the most that Cracker Barrel has gotten in publicity and in fucking notoriety and people actually talking about it. And, like, since it was incorporated. And so apparently after spending what I looked up $700 million, like, yo, let me get a piece. So after spending $700 million in revamping everything and all that, President Trump went ahead and made a statement and was like, we need to go back to the original logo or some shit like that. He made a statement on X or Twitter. I'm still calling it Twitter. I don't give a fuck what you people say. And so, apparently, now Uncle Herschel is back to giving you the creepy eye. Yeah, yeah, so we're real fucking excited about that. But, people, I swear, we're living in a matrix because now Cracker Barrel is getting presidential, the president is now chiming in. Like, we're living in a fucking matrix. And the fact is that it took them less than a week to go back to the original logo. So you mean to tell me that they spent more? They spent $700 million. You mean to tell me that they spent $1 million a day for a whole week and y'all went back to it? You guys couldn't even keep it up for 2 weeks? See, now corporations are getting soft and shit, built like Pop-Tarts and shit. And while we're at it, Roblox. What the fuck? Okay, so Roblox is also in hot water, people. And I also think that this might be the biggest that Roblox is getting a boom. Because apparently, the streamer and YouTuber Schlepp, who had, I believe he had over 600,000 subscribers. So he went and he caught 6 predators in the game Roblox. And you would think that Roblox would be like, you know, let's give a round of applause, you know, kind of like Rihanna. But all of a sudden now they sent him a cease and desist to not do that because they said that it, it's not fair, and apparently they were wanting to take away his glory because they didn't report it. He didn't report it to Roblox, apparently. This is real confusing because then Roblox went ahead and changed their user terms and laws agreement and shit like that, and they specifically said, and I quote people, they specifically called it a no vigilante clause, and they literally went into their terms of service. So now they're, you know, and the fact that they didn't applaud him, they didn't, like, give him the fucking keys to the city or plant some trees or whatever the fuck people do nowadays. They sent him a cease and desist letter and then deleted all of his accounts. And, like, really? Really? To all the disgusting people out there, y'all really scraping the bottom of the barrel when y'all want to go into a fucking half-developed game and start trying to shark on kids. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people? Like, again, like, these are people that need to be shot and hung and shot again. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But shame on you, Roblox. Like, what the fuck? And, like, I don't know who listens to this. If you're a parent, if you're an older sibling, just if you see your sibling or younger sibling or child playing Roblox, like, just take a look at it and just ask them what's going on, because it might not be all fucking shits and giggles, unfortunately. And people, another thing, my fucking childhood is getting fucking remade and fucking dug up from the grave and shit, okay, because they are remaking the Scarface movie. Oh yeah. So apparently Danny Ramirez, who was in Top Gun Maverick, he was also in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, as well as Captain America, New World Order, and he's going to be in the Scarface remake. And because Universal still owns the right to Scarface, as they should, it's now being pulled from the 1932 book, which is based on Al Capone. Which, okay, how do you go from remaking a movie about a Cuban immigrant to basing it off a book of a Italian gangster in Chicago, and then have a Mexican actor? Nothing against Danny Ramirez. I haven't seen New World Order, the Captain America movie, but I heard it was good. Anyway, nothing against him, and you're meaning to tell me it's Italian gangster, but you're going to use a Mexican actor to portray this? But they're changing it, and they're going to still incorporate bits of the 1983 movie that had Al Pacino and Michelle Pfeiffer in it. But it's just like, see, here's the thing. Like, you can't go remaking movies with their already fucking icons and legends, okay? And I got to take a sip of my drink before I continue. Oh. So anyway, you guys can't go doing that shit. Hell no. Fuck no. As Tony Montana would say in the beginning of the movie. So, why would you go and remake a fucking classic? Like, yo, Brian De Palma made a fucking legend. Like, you talk about gangster movies to people, they will be like, Godfather, you know, Goodfellas, or Bronx Tale. It's not so much a gangster movie, but you can get what I'm saying. But Scarface is going to be in the top 10. It has to be. If it's not, leave the conversation. Like, and I saw Scarface at a young age. I probably shouldn't have seen Scarface at a young age, but it is what it is. And I remember I was just like, jail. And I just, like, me seeing Scarface, and I was like 7 or 8 when I saw, actually, no. I was like 6 or 7 when I saw Scarface. Now that I'm thinking about it. I remember, like, that was my first introduction to who Fidel Castro was. And I couldn't read, like, the little blurb of what was going on in Cuba in the beginning, because I could barely fucking read and understand what was going on. But that was my first introduction to who Fidel Castro was. I remember in social studies, like, years later, I was in, like, 4th or 5th grade, and someone had asked, my teacher had asked the class of, if anybody know who Fidel Castro was, and I automatically raised my hand, and I was like, I know that from Scarface, and you know, there was like a little pause, because, like, you know, whatever. Why the fuck are we remaking movies? Like, what the fuck, people? Like, we gotta come out with some new shit, and if this is gonna be like some political movie with like some agenda, like, let's not, people. Let's just keep that in the bag. And last thing is that Cardi B beat her fucking court case, okay? So Cardi B was being sued for $24 million by a security guard at a lady doctor clinic that had accused Cardi of assaulting her, scratching her face, punching her in the face. And let me just say that Cardi B gets a fucking round of applause for, like, just clowning on her fans and also, like, winning a court case, but also clowning the prosecutor because the prosecutor was asking her all these questions, like, is that your real hair? And she was coming out with some fire-ass wigs. Like, of all the reels that are going around, she has, like, this black side part bust-down wig. It's a real hot wig. I like it. But, you know, she's now coining terms that I'll be using on this podcast such as, so she's officially claiming now that being pregnant is a disability, which, side note, so apparently Cardi B isn't even pregnant, even though there was some speculation. So apparently, according to some people, and I saw the video, but it's kind of hard for me to like see what the fuck she took off. Apparently she's wearing a bodysuit, so apparently she's not even pregnant, which I don't know why you would wear a bodysuit to a court case, but that's just me. But she said I was disabled, I was pregnant, I was disabled. But she also coined the term phrase security heavy. Okay, now that's just her kind way of saying big fat, big bat, but goddamn, security heavy, I'm taking that phrase and we keeping that one in the bag. Like, and she made the whole prosecutor team that was coming at her like make look like real dunskies. Oh yeah, the whole Mario sound effect and everything. But yeah, so she won, but she also made a point because when she came out, the news broke and she fucking threw something at a reporter because they asked her like if Offset was actually the father of her kid, and she kind of was like, how dare you fucking disrespect me like that? Like, who fucking raised you? But she also was like, the next person that tries to do this, I'm going to counter sue. And I'm going to, and she made a point because she had said, like, this isn't right. Like, just because we're celebrities doesn't mean that we want to deal with this shit every day. And she makes a very valid, valid point. So, yeah, and it's her first, they try to cancel her for fat shaming. And now they tried to call her violent and shit. Like, can we leave people alone? And for those of you who also did not know, class is back in session. So, school is now back in. College students are back to school. And it's just, I just was reminiscent about this because I had found out that the younger sister went back to school. And I was talking to her and, you know, asking her questions that, you know, you ask a 9-year-old about school. And, you know, she's with her friends and all that, which is good and great. But it just brought me back to when I was 9 or 10 and, you know, you hit the double digits and shit. And it also brought me back to how different it is from her type of schooling and what they have now to what I had. Because, like, now, like, we're going to be seeing a whole bunch of fucking trending videos, which really makes me laugh because I don't know if it's, like, rehearsed or not, but, like, we got a whole bunch of teachers being called their first names and them reacting sometimes the fuck out of pocket. And this shit got me in stitches. Like, yo, some of these people are really coming at their teachers like, hey, Jennifer. And they're coming guns blazing. And not that type of guns. We can't do that in school. And it also just brought me back to, like, memories that I had in school. And, like, the things that, like, I said probably would have made it on TikTok if we had it back then in the early 2000s. Like, for example, so when I was moving schools in the school district, I had this piece of shit bus driver, right? She was a real fucking ball buster in the morning. This bitch gave me an assigned seat and everything. I had to look at her fucking ugly ass Momo kid who she had in a fucking car seat. Oh, this poor kid. Anyway, so... And she was just, she reminded me of Roz from Monsters Inc. You know, don't count on it, Mike Wazowski. You're late for your report. Yeah, that bitch. Anyway, so I remember, we'll call her Linda. So I remember, I always had problems with Linda, and she'd like keep me on the bus, and she'd give me a good old fucking scolding and shit, and I'd be like, yeah, you fat fucking slug. Anyway. So, I remember on my last day in this school district, because I was going, I was going from New Fairfield to Danbury. For those who live in Connecticut, you'll know what I'm talking about. And I remember, so, I had this all planned out, too, and I got my childhood friend, who, shout out to him if he's listening to this. But I told him, yo, just hang back. I'm about to cuss this bitch the fuck out. And I remember I was like, I waited for everybody to get off. And I was like, Linda, I hope you know I'm not going to be riding the bus anymore. And this bitch went to go close the door. She was like, bye. And I was like, bitch, fuck you and go to hell. And she was like, oh, really? And I was like, yes, bitch, really? And I walked the fuck off. And then I was about halfway there. I fucking Michael Jackson spun, flipped the double bird middle finger. And I was like, yeah, bitch. And everyone watched me and was like, yo, what? And then I did a fucking DX crotch chop. Yeah, yeah. That same day, because I used to play the saxophone in band. And so that day, I remember, because this band teacher couldn't sing worth a fucking shit, okay? He'd be like, ee-haw-haw-haw, and I'd be like, hey, yo, bro, you need to chill, thinking that you an opera singer and shit. And everybody knew he couldn't sing. And there was this baddie that used to play the saxophone, because, like, that's kind of why I started going to band, because I was like, oh, maybe I'll get some girls this way, learn how to play some music. And there was this girl who she's got kids now, so she must have been doing that saxophone, must have taught her something. Anyway, so I remember I was in band class and he started singing. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Can we not? You don't need to tell me how it sounds. I know how it sounds. I was like, you don't need to start giving me the pipes and everything. And he looked at me like I had three heads, and I was just on a tear. And then I remember, like, the principal called me down to her office and was like, well, I heard that you did this, and, you know, your mom's going to have to pick you up. I was like, all right, that's fine. Like, I don't really care. And she said that, and she looked at me like I had three fucking heads. So, but I also had some, like, this is when, like, bullying was at its prime, but you didn't have, like technology to do that shit. Like, kids had, like, phones, but we didn't have, like, the TikTok and the Instagram and the shit like that. Like, that was just starting to come out. And I, like, remember, like, when I was in, like, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, like, I'd have been famous on TikTok just for being bullied. Like, cause kids, like, really knew how to come prepared. Like, I would literally come to school and they would already be on my ass. And so, yeah, it's just like I remember one time some kid pushed me down a flight of stairs, and I'm pretty sure that that would have made famous on TikTok just for, cause this is when I was big. So my fucking fat ass bounced twice when I hit the fucking bottom of the steps. And yeah, that was a fucking ordeal and a half. But I remember, like, the same kid, this is how I know this kid is a fucking psycho, because he came to the nurse office and was like, oh my God, like, are you okay? And my mom was there and she's like, who's that? And I was like, that's the motherfucker that pushed me down the stairs. And she fucking lost it and shit like that. But yeah, but it also reminds me of, like, how trash, like, school used to be, because, like, I don't know if whoever's listening to this, but, like, I went to a school for a while where we had uniforms, and that was trash. Like, them collared shirts, them khaki pants, like, trash. Absolute trash. And this is also going to be the time where you see a lot of teachers who made content start to get fired, because I remember I had seen one where a teacher lied on her application, and she got fired, and, like, as she was making a video, the school had called her, and they said that, like, you know, you're fired, you're not all exactly, like, yeah, you done fucked up. And, yeah, because she was making videos confessing online that she lied. And she's, can we not? Like, if you gonna lie, lie in secret, people. Like, don't go posting that shit online and shit, okay? But, like, we're also gonna see a whole trend of, like, how to survive school TikToks and all this bullshit. And yeah, but yeah, so school's back. So yeah, other than, you know, school being back in session, we're at the last quarter of 2025, and I'm realizing, like, people are already giving me the fucking seasonal blues of, oh, the sky is gray, and oh my God, and oh my, okay, listen, people, all right, we need to perk the fuck up in the month of September, okay, and I'm gonna drink to that. Oh, that was good. For those of you that are concerned, the drink for this week's episode is rum and Red Bull. Okay, so people, like, we gotta really focus on self-care. This is where people start to fall off emotionally. And again, I'm no doctor, I didn't go to college training this, but this is where people start to fall off emotionally because of, like, the time difference and, you know, the days get darker as well as shorter. But, like, people, you have ways of just making sure that, like now is the time to start tuning yourself up for the holiday season, because a lot of you guys, I'm realizing, not my viewers, you guys are the intelligent kind, but I realize that a lot of people that I pass in my daily don't do self-care, which is, like, really strange to me, because, like, it really just takes small things, like journaling once a day for 10 minutes. Do just a stream of consciousness. Just write whatever comes to mind. It doesn't matter if it makes sense to you. You're going to eventually build yourself up to be a better writer. Like, people are always concerned that, like, of, like, how they look when they're out, and which is why I tell people, like, why don't you just go to the movies? They're like, oh, I don't have anybody to go to the movies with. Go by yourself, bro. I don't want to go by myself. Like, what if people look at me? Fuck that. Even though I'm blind, like, I always just go by myself to things. Like, if you need someone else to have a good time, then something's wrong with you. You really need to focus on that part of the situation at hand. Like, why is it that you need someone else to have a good time? Like, that makes no sense. Other things that you can do is, like, just going for a walk, being with nature, you know, touch grass or whatever. Unplug, because a lot of people, I realize, get real wrapped up in, you know, TikTok and social media, and especially the technology. And, like, really, when you think about it, like, you're just receiving all these, like, negative digital waves. Come to think about it, like, all this negativity you see on TikTok, that's got to do something to our body with, like, the digital waves and, like, how it's made. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just unplug, go and touch some grass, journaling, take yourself out on a date. Like, who the fuck cares if you're by yourself? Also, read a book. Like, actually read a book, not a fucking Kindle. Like, go to fucking Barnes & Noble or Borders or whatever the fuck you have in your state. Go get a cup of coffee, you know, on your way there, you could smoke some weed and pick a book. Yo, it's free. You don't have to buy the book, but if you like the book, buy the book. And then you found now an author that you like, and now you're expanding your horizons. And again, people, like, just taking time to be yourself. I remember there was this reel that I had seen with one of my favorite rappers, Kevin Gates, and he says that if you can't go somewhere by yourself, alone, no music, no sounds, no nothing, if you can't go by yourself and be happy, then something's wrong with you. And that really, like, it hit me hard, because I was like, that's factual. Because if you can't be by yourself, like, you were, like, my pops always says, you're in the womb alone for 9 months. Why can't you be alone for this amount of time? And I always was like, you know, this guy has a point. And, you know, it's just like, well, why is it that we, as a society, feel the need to not take care of ourselves? Like, do you guys have an answer for that? If you guys do have an answer for that, please make sure you hit me in the DMs, the_blindperspective. I'd greatly appreciate it. And also, let me know what you guys do to self-care, whether you guys go and get your hair done, take yourselves out for a mani-pedi, or, you know, do whatever. Whether you just take yourself out for a dinner and you just, you know, reminisce on your thoughts. Like, you also, like, just being in silence, like I said with unplugging, like, just being in silence, just being outside and looking at nature, you know. If this is your thing, like, have a drink, or, you know, be sober, or smoke some weed, do whatever. But, like, you don't always have to be, you know, a screen face, you know what I'm saying? We're just one step away from being fucking clankers and wirebacks, you know what I'm saying? And now that we're talking about self-care, let's get to questions for episode 11. All right, so the first question is, do you despise or detest anyone for what happened to you? And they put down below, I don't like to use the word hate, which, that's fine. I respect that, but I will. I'll be like the Grinch in the Grinch movie. Hate, 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 double hate, loaded with hate. Do I have any type of resentment for anyone or anything for what happened to me? So that's actually a really good question. So I did for a while, I'm going to be honest, like this whole road to happiness and on the road to Zion on some shit. It didn't just come. Like, I was very angry and very emotional for a very long time. And again, that was going through the five stages of grief with my sight loss. But I did have some resentment and some anger to a lot of people, and people that had nothing to do with it. Like, I was just lashing out randomly at people. And now, I mean, I'm at peace with it. There are some days where I just have a bad day, but again, everybody had changed that. I have a bad moment in my day, and it just seems to affect the rest of my day or the people that I interact with. And, you know, I'm just trying to work on trying to filter out the emotions that I go through every day if I'm having a bad moment, particularly with blindness. Very good question, though. Next question is, what are you currently watching or streaming right now? So right now, I got so many things to watch. Like, everybody, like, I'm seeing all, like, these reels for, like, you gotta watch this before Avengers Doomsday. And I'm a huge Marvel fan, so I might go down the Avenger or the Marvel Cinematic Universe rabbit hole. I am debating on whether or not I want to go down the Star Wars rabbit hole, because I just found out that in 2027, Ryan Gosling, we're going to be getting like 15 new Star Wars movies. Like, we're expanding hella big in the Star Wars universe. I thought that The Force Awakens we were expanding, but holy shit, apparently we're going like away from Skywalker's story, which I don't know about that. But I'm currently streaming right now Law and Order Special Victims Unit. I believe I'm on either season 11 or season 12 and out of 25. So, yeah. And for those who are concerned about who my favorite is, it's obviously Detective Oda Finn Tutu Ola, played by Ice-T. And then there's also Detective John Munch, who are like my two favorites. But I do like Olivia. Olivia's cool, for those of you who are concerned. And yeah, next question. So the next question is, if you could meet any of the people that you've written with, who would it be? And why would you meet them? So there are a couple of people. There's one that I mentioned before. I call her Elle. I'd meet her because, like, she's real creative. I also would want to, in person, meet who I have coined. Who actually my friends have coined, and I just kind of roll with it, of my literary mistress. That's like on the top of the list. And why would I want to meet these people? Well, for one, Elle is real creative, and literary mistress, it's just, why I would want to meet her, it's just, she's a vibe, you know. You just gotta know. If you know, you know. And if you do know, then you know. Cut all this dead space out. Next question is, do you believe in past lives? Very good question. Yes, I do believe in past lives. And another part of this question is, do you remember any of the past lives? So I feel like in our dreams, if you do remember your dreams, I feel like we get clips and little glimpses of what we had in our past lives. For those of what I can remember, I had a life in the 1920s. I had a life in like the 1960s, where like I was like a 18, 19. So like I was born in like the 50s. But these were like different people. I was also, but at the, okay, so like I also believe in like alternate universes, so I also believe that we get glimpses of our alternate selves in our dreams. So I was also born in like the 90s, and I could tell because of the music and the styles and all of that. And also in like ancient times, like during the pyramids and, you know, shit like that. And yeah, that's like what I can remember. Let me know in the comments, or you know, slide in the DMs if you guys remember any of your past lives. Next question is, who was your favorite person and why are they your favorite person? Hang on, let me reread this. Hang on. Who is your favorite person and what makes them your favorite person? Well, I mean, other than me, because I feel like we as people, we should, ourselves should be our favorite person, because, you know, we live with ourselves 24/7, 365. But I do have, like, other than like family, who is like immediate, like I have a bunch of favorite people. It like rotates, like when I see them, when I hear from them, if like, okay, because I'm really bad at texting and I'm really bad at keeping up with people. So yeah, I do have a lot of favorite people, and I love and appreciate each and every single one of them. Some of my favorites are also the ones that like, share, and subscribe to The Blind Perspective. And the last question, okay, last question is, what is your drinks of choice? Okay, so are we talking alcohol or are we talking non-alcohol? I'll go both. So, non-alcoholic, I like Shirley Temples. I'm a child. I like chocolate milk, milkshakes. Alcoholic drinks, I like rum and Red Bull, as I was just drinking. Rum and Coke, Hennessy, any type of tequila. I do something that's called the I call it the Jessica Rabbit, because it's like a Shirley Temple and it's got rum, Red Bull. And for those of you who are concerned, because I know this was somewhat of debate, which I did not know, what do you like your Shirley Temple with? Sprite, ginger ale, or 7-Up? Okay, so I never really favored 7-Up, and I love Sprite. Like I'm a person who, like, I like Hennessy and Sprite. I'll also drink Hennessy straight. For those who Hennessy drinkers are like, you can't do that, blow me. I'm a person who likes Canada Dry ginger ale. If you have Schweppes, I'll deal with it. But like Sprite, like, let me know in the comments also what you prefer, whether it's Sprite, whether it's 7-Up, or it's ginger ale. And if it's ginger ale, be specific if it's Canada Dry or if it's Schweppes. Excuse me. So, oh yeah, let me know in the comments. And that is it for this week's episode. I know it's a bit shorter than normal, but I just wanted to drop this episode before I go on a little hiatus. I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks, so I'm not going to be at the studio. And I just want to let you know that, you know, I appreciate each and every single one of you that has liked, shared, and subscribed and tuned in to The Blind Perspective. And yeah, I hope all you guys have a great rest of your day, rest of your week, evening, day, whatever the fuck you're doing. And yeah, I love all of you, and I will see you in the next Blind Banger. Peace.